Hello.
Hi. It was just picking up the voicemail again, and then you picked up. It's so weird.
Oh, I didn't hear the phone right away.
Oh, that might be it then. Who knows? But it did it last time, too, where I was about to leave you a message, and then, voila, you were here. It was like magic.
Oh, I know. That's just me.
You are magical. I agree. That's
an
accurate statement. How are you?
Doing all right.
Yeah? How are the kiddos today? How is your sloppy Joe?
Oh, my gosh. The kids ate so well.
I bet you they did. I loved sloppy Joes growing up. I'm not going to lie. It was one of my favorites.
They haven't had them in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it, because they, Chantel was making them because they ate it so well. Well, then they didn't want it anymore, so she kind of forgot about that.
Right.
And when we made it, and I made a pasta salad, just dressing and...
Oh, yeah. My kids loved pasta salads when they were, you know, growing up or whatever. They loved pasta salad. They still do. It's like their favorite one with, like, the cheese and the pepperoni, olives, you know.
Oh, rotini. I didn't have as much. They basically just ate the pasta and didn't eat the veggies that were in it, but yeah.
Yeah, the rotini, like, tricolor one or whatever.
Yeah.
My kids did the same thing, never ate any of the good stuff that we like that's flavorful. Well, that sounds like quite the meal you got going on over there.
Well, I know, right?
Yuppers. Well, I was wanting to get with you because I needed to get a tracking number for, or see if you managed to get those out and get the tracking number. Yeah, and then also wanted to follow up from last night's convo. I tried calling there again, and I didn't get anybody that answered this time. I don't know if they don't want to talk to me or maybe they're just busy. But they must have Podium because it prompts you like the same way a Podium person would have it, you know?
Yeah, they probably do.
Yeah, or client book where it says, you know, press 1 to start a conversation now or something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm worried. I don't want it to be anything about the boys or anything. Were they giving, if they were giving her trouble or anything?
I think it's one of them, and I feel like at some point they told me.
And you don't remember, maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I feel like it's the same thing for me. So it's got to be, if we're both feeling that, because I feel like at this last show, I don't normally have them come up and talk to me unless they're, like, with you or anything else. You know, they don't do a ton of business with me unless they absolutely needed to or I had something that they wanted. So for me, I don't do a ton. So for me, I don't typically reach out all the time either. So that being said, when I reached out the other day, you know, she was really chipper. It seems like they were still open. But when you said that, I got thinking about it, and I swear they walked up to me at the show and were like, "We're so happy to hear that you're feeling better," which a lot of people did, and that's probably where my confusion is because so many people.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was my first return back to the world, so to speak.
Right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I am curious, but if you hear anything too, I was going to tell you the same thing. I remember somebody saying something, but I just don't know what the something is. I'm wondering if I can call RJO and just inquire, especially if they know they're closing, because then I could just do it from a vendor perspective. Can I confirm or deny closing, and is everything okay? If I have Katie from Credit do it, it won't come off as probably as genuine, or will we get the details we really are looking for, which what is wrong? She'll just call for confirmation of, hey, are you guys, you know, closing? But I don't want that. I want the details.
They would have told RJO that they're closing.
Exactly. So RJO would have put
Erica,
it out.
So I reached out to Erica, and she did not reply.
Oh, boy.
Which is weird.
That is really weird. Does she normally always reply to you, or is that...
I mean, sometimes
thing.
Not right away, but yeah.
How long would she tell me...
Well, it's been a long time, but I think she would tell me, but I think she doesn't feel it's her place to tell me, you know?
That might be it. Or if...
Yeah.
Maybe if you reach back out to her and just be honest, listen, I'm a blame it on yourself. I'm a wackadoozy as it comes to details and dotting I's and crossing T's, or I know they said something to me, I just can't remember, and I got wind of the store closing or something, or I heard, and I can't remember, is, you know, or just say it like that. Just be honest and be like, I think I want to remember that something's happened, and I've inquired with a couple of, you know, vendors. You can even use my name because she knows me. Just, you can say what we, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing that you're a friend looking out for another friend. You know what I mean? Like, you're not trying to be nosy. You're just trying to get, you know, down to the bottom of if they're ill or not, and you just can't remember. And me too.
Yeah. No, I know that they are. I know it's health.
You know?
They said it's health.
Okay.
I know it's health, yeah.
And where did they say that?
Online.
Okay, yeah. Well, then RJO must know, but it doesn't have.
They would know.
But they don't have it on stop or anything with us because we have full. It would say on here, like, you know, when if somebody's put on stop or anything, it would say, you know.
Well, I don't think they're on stop. I think they're just.
Yeah, but it would say going out of business.
They're clearing out. I mean, it says that.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Not on their JBT is what I'm saying. Like, usually RJO will let us know. So that was my first indication that maybe it wasn't true.
Yeah, hold on. Hello? No. Okay. All right, hold on. A garden bed? I don't get it. Why are you showing me a garden bed? Oh, for the kids mining? Well, that plastic one is what I was thinking. How big is that?
Ooh, for the dig.
You know, that garden bed would be kind of cute, though.
Yeah.
Look at this.
You could put little, oh, I wish I was around. I could give you some of my pine cones and flowers.
I love it. I think the garden bed, how high is it? Let's see here. That could be good. Let's do that. Yeah, but it can be reused. I was thinking of that rubber tote, but I think that garden bed makes for a lot better photos for putting out on social media.
Mm-hmm. And you can bedazzle it, dude.
Yeah.
Let me get involved.
I know. Yeah, we'll assemble it here. What do you think of the chain? Did you find a chain? Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. All right, bye. No, it's good. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, that's funny, but I do that.
Yeah. Do.
Okay. So, yeah, that was Clayton. He's buying stuff for me at Menards right now.
I heard. I'm excited. I think it's a good idea to do that same thing, and you could bedazzle it and put, like gemstones all over it and make it something that you could use in the springtime. I wish I knew about it. I could totally give you some pine cone flowers.
Yeah. I know my sister-in-law owns a greenhouse, and I could have had some really nice flower pots for it.
Yeah, that's true.
All you know,
the
potted things for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But we had no room in our car, so I didn't even ask my brother to bring any for me because we were literally loaded. We had the kids in the bucket seats behind us, and then
right.
Hans and Charlotte were in the back stuffed with – they had stuff between them in the aisle and in front of the kids and on the floor in front of me. And our back end was stuffed all the way up the back. And there was no room for anything else.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Awesome.
Amanda kept forgetting to ask you, so she just said, it's only $30 a piece.
Perfect.
And I think I'll upgrade.
Amanda is getting flower pots for here. Porch
oh,
pots.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I
just said that. The dead okay. flowers outside, I'm like, oh, we should have something out here.
No, I have this. What is it?
So we are putting a big red bow on the front of our building, and then I bought 6-inch silver balls that Clayton's going to drill, and we're going to make it look like pearls with the Chanel look.
Oh, I love that.
Well, it's going to be kind of simple, but I don't have as much to do the Chanel look quite yet, but I'll keep plugging toward Valentine's since it's
aww.
Red.
But you could always add pink into it too, couldn't you? You could always add,
mm-hmm.
like, you could always interchange it, I feel like. So it's a good purchase overall for all seasons because you could do, like, I'm sending you a text right now. I'm looking at some of my stuff here. Like, even if you wanted to do some of these little red ones to make them look like poinsettias in the middle with some greenery even inside and outside of them, you could totally do that whole vibe. And it's very, very chic if you wanted to make it chic, or it could be a little country if you want to make it country during certain times of the year. It doesn't matter. You could shift it. It's a good, I think it's a great idea.
So this is on our building, though.
Yeah, on the outside?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm talking about just those, did you see my photos, those pine cones? That's basically me just cutting the pine cones and making little tiny, like I basically clean them, just wash them, not really, just run water over them.
Oh, who's that buddy?
Oh, did I not tell you about our foster that we got, Eleanor?
No.
Oh, yeah, Eleanor is the newest addition. Luca. Unfortunately, he was just a lot to manage. He was the older. So we still needed a big dog for Lady because we noticed that Lady was kind of missing having that interaction with a bigger dog and not just the Pomeranians. So
yeah.
The shelter that we work with on fostering, they knew that they could always rely on us as like a forced placement, but we can only have 4 dogs in my town with our acreage and everything. So... they found Eleanor, and they knew that we had been just through the ringer with, like, in and out with all the different fostering that we'd been doing, and then they would find a home, and Lady just always got so excited, and then we just felt bad that we weren't going to do it, no more fostering until Lady was gone, because she's got emotional written all over her. She is like a 3-year-old temper tantrum waiting to happen every single moment of the day. And she looks at you with, like, judgy eyes all day. But she, like I'll give you for instance. She got real mad when Trey came in, when Maddie was over hanging with us and Nevaeh was in town. And she was sitting on her spot on the couch where Trey came in. She got up excited to see him. Trey came down, sat right in her spot. I'm just sitting talking with the girls. He sat down right next to me. And I'm standing, and Lady's just standing next to me, like, staring at him, waiting for him to move. And he's like, what are you doing? What does she want, Mom? I go, she wants you to move out of her seat. I guarantee you move over into the spot over there that's very big enough for her to slide in between the two girls and probably get love for two girls. This little shit only likes to sit on this corner because she could see out both windows. From that point, and be the alert goddamn dog for the entire neighborhood, and our house especially, just gets the siren going, and everybody goes. As soon as he got up, no joke, she sat right down. Later on in the afternoon, they had gone in and out, you know, and we were getting ready for dinner, and he sat back down in her spot. Do you know where I found her 45 minutes later? When I was trying to raggle the dogs, Ellen, so we could leave, in the garage, freezing, pissed off because she didn't get her spot back on the couch. This is she does. She's such a shit, that Great Dane. She's got, like, little emotional doggy mentality. She's a little temper tantrum waiting to happen, especially when somebody's getting more treats or anything like that. I feel like she stopped at the age of, like, hi, I'm only going to ever get to a mentality of a 6-year-old in my feelings anyways. Because she gets all up at her feels, too, when Eleanor will go get, you know, Nevaeh worked at that pizzeria, well, the one pair of Converse, I've gifted them to Lady because Lady was so butthurt when Nevaeh went to school. She was, like, brokenhearted. And she would just covet and sit outside of Nevaeh's door with her scent just coming from the door. The door was shut, but she wouldn't leave that spot. Then I took her little, like, plug-in thing from her room from Yankee Candle, and I brought it into my office. She never left my office. She's just an emotional freaking wreck. She's my dog, probably. But, yeah, they found Eleanor, and I had the wisdom panel done on her. And when they found her, they kind of joked around, hey, we got another, you know, we got another one. We need you to, we need some help, but this one's going to be a big one, but it's a puppy right now. But she's pretty rambunctious for just a little one, and she was just under 3 months old. And she was pretty cute, like very cute, just the sweetest little thing. So I did her with, they always do the wisdom panel on this particular place that we always go through and work with. And it came back purebred, Golden Lab and Great Pyrenees, which Great Pyrenees is like the missing wolf link.
Yeah.
So they don't know if it was like a lab mom that maybe bred with a wild, more of a wild Great Pyrenees, because they're like, I guess, I don't know. She's got like a weird sixth or seventh toe, though. Because most canine dogs will have, yeah, canines have like 18 to 24 toes, and she's got like 32. It's weird, but it's cool. And you know my favorite movie, The Neverending Story, and the Falcor dog, that white dragon dog thing that was like the flying dog, that's the Great Pyrenees. So.
Yep.
When you look down on her, I swear, I tell everybody, she's my angel from up above, because she has these little white markings that go up her back from the white Great Pyrenees that she is half of, or something like that, half and half. I don't really know the percentages. I know they're not exactly 50-50, but because there are a couple other little things in there that I guess, essentially we're very similar. And happens all the time when you mix two breeds. You get, like, there was, like, a not a Jack Russell, but one of the terriers showed up a strand, and they said that that's normal. And probably it was just kind of an outskirt strand. And if you don't have both parents, then you can't take the mom's genes out when they do testing, I guess. I don't know. They explained it to me. I don't even know if I'm explaining it right, but. Whatever I'm saying makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Hopefully it does to you at some point.
As long as you're happy, right?
Yeah. So when they gave her to us and we went and picked her up, oh, my God, she was just the sweetest thing. She was just so lovey-dovey. And, like, 3 weeks went by, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? You haven't had anybody here to, like, you know, over. She's great. She's really great. I haven't named her, but she's great. Like, and they know me. Like, you know, once the name's on something, it's like, oh, boy.
Yep.
So I about 4 weeks, so she was about almost 4 months old at that point, I said, you know, Lady's really getting used to her. And she's like, really? Does Lady love her? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be scared for the mental capacity. I don't think I can mentally go through a breakdown with her again. And Judy, the woman who runs the unit, was like, we weren't planning on Lady ever having another breakdown again. She is the perfect breed that will mix so well, and they will love each other. Lady's a little old, and she doesn't like to move as much or as quickly as this one's going to want to move, but you go ahead and name her. I go, oh, my God, really? Do I get to name this one? I go, but then you won't be able to put anybody with me. She goes, we know. For a few years, we know. And I go, thank you, Miss Judy. Her name is Eleanor. She goes, we knew you had a name.
Yeah.
She goes, you love elephants, too, so it makes complete sense.
Oh, God.
Yep, yep. And Eleanor, I just love the name. It's just such an old-fashioned, and it's so her. Matt always says, you know, that Isabel was born on the eighth day by God himself. I like to now say that Eleanor was God's best friend. She was created to be God's best friend, which is a step above Isabella. But she's a little feisty little shit. So, yeah, but that's my new baby. I know you love your kitty cats. I actually have some really cute things I can't wait to give you at the next show when I see you for your kitty cats.
Mine?
Yes. Don't you have, like, some new kittens? I remember.
Oh, I always have them.
Yeah, you always had, like, kittens. But Matt and I, well, not Matt and I. Well, I was with him when he went. But he had found, you know, how he always finds the free stuff all the time. And there was a dog and cat, like, apparel store, bougie store that was, like, shutting down kind of in between us and Buffalo, I guess, just to give you a perspective because you know the area a little bit. So it was, like, 25-minute drive. So he was like, can we FaceTime first and just see what sizes you have? We have four dogs. We know a lot of people. It was literally all brand-new, gorgeous stuff. Hand-knitted, like, sweaters for cats, like a lot of, you know, nightwear or after-bath wear for kittens, little paw-scratching kitten things when you want to give it a bath, rain jackets galore for kittens. I don't know why anybody would put them in a rain jacket, but it makes kind of sense. They don't like water. So, I don't know. There's so many things.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
I know you're busy. I just, when you get a chance, can you do the text with the picture and everything?
Yeah, I have not done that, and I don't think I will till tomorrow.
Okay, as long as it gets to, I always like
Let's
to get
see.
It by, like, noon. As long
okay.
as it can be there by noon, that's perfect. I figured you had to go between the two stores to pick things out anyways, or
yeah.
off, I mean. So no
yeah.
worries. Just let me know if you need another option for your oval guy coming back in, unless he really likes that one.
Yeah, I'll have to see.
Yes. And I know you said yesterday, too, there were a couple of things you just couldn't remember that you were needing, too. So when you get a moment to, like, not listen to me jabber your ear off, I just miss you.
Well, and I wasn't at the last show.
I know. I've been struggling, and you didn't come to our spring event.
I know, or winter.
Well, yeah, kind of. Well,
RDI event.
No, the spring event you were there, weren't you? Oh, no, you were not there. Thank God you weren't. You would have yelled at me a lot. Either that or you would have made me go to the hospital, like, that day or something, seeing me.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
In the springtime, you would have been like, I know exactly what's wrong with this girl. She's got this. You would have been able to point it all out, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't know if I could point it out, but I'd know something was wrong.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you
had Christy.
I did. Well, and everybody, to be fair, in the office saw me, and they were all like, God, you were so yellow. You were, like, gray yellow. It was not a cute look. So
that was me, yellow.
I don't know why. They still, I don't think, know why. I think it was they're assimilating it now with, like, the shutdown or possible shutdown of, or, you know, plausible partial, but now we're building it back up, shutdown of my kidneys, I guess, or maybe my liver. I can't remember when you get jaundice when...
Your liver gives you jaundice, yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's that one. They were thinking it had to do with, like, my liver was finally getting to a point where it was real angry.
Yeah.
So it started turning my color, you know, a different color. That's how angry it was. Thankfully,
right.
It didn't change too much because I hear the angrier it gets, the worse color you have. So, but I'll let you go. Let me know if I can help with anything else, with any events or anything going on. I did send over a couple of Rare and Forever items, and I can send in whatever Rare and Forever items if you want a duplicate within both stores, if you have both of your things out, just for, you know, long-term memo here through the holidays and stuff. We have a lot of options out there.
Okay.
All right. Let me know.
All right. Sounds
Love
good.
You. I want floppy toes next time I see you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.